So we have to speak on Lord Nityananda's appearance day tomorrow in preparation. So this is from the Chaitanya Charita Hari Leela, chapter 1, text number 14. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Pancha-tattvātmakam Krishnam
Pancha-tattvātmakam Krishnam
Svarūpa-svarūpatam
Bhaktar-avatāram
Bhaktar-avatāram Bhaktakyam
Bhaktar-avatāram
Amani Bhakta-shaktikam
Amani Bhakta-shaktikam
Pancha-tattvātmakam comprehending the five transcendental subject matters. Krishnam, unto Lord Krishna, Bhakta Rupa, in the form of a devotee, Sva Rupakam, in the expansion of the devotee, Bhakta Avataram, in the incarnation of the devotee. Bhakti Shaktikam. Sorry. Bhakti Akyam. Known as a devotee. Namami. I offer my obeisances. Bhakti Shaktikam. The energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who supplies energy to the devotees. Translation. I offer my obeisances unto the Supreme Lord, Krishna, who is non-different from his five features as a devotee, devotional incarnation, devotional manifestation, pure devotee, and devotional energy. Please repeat. I offer my obeisances unto the Supreme Lord Krishna, who is non-different from his features as a devotee, devotional incarnation, devotional manifestation, pure devotee, and devotional energy. The purpose. But anyway, we're speaking about five different tattvas here. And in chapter 7 of the Adi Leela, text 17, Prabhupada is saying in the purpose that thus the devotees who are in a relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in conjugal love are considered the most confidential devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Those engaged in the service of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Advaita Prabhu generally have relationships of parental love, fraternity, servitude and neutrality. When such a devotee develops great attachment for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they too become situated within the intimate circle of devotees in conjugal love. This gradual development of devotional service is described by Srila Narottam Das Thakur as follows, and he quotes that song Garanga Balati Habi Sulaka Sharira of Narottam Das Thakur. That when will there be eruptions on my body as soon as they chant the name of Lord Chaitanya? And when will there be incessant torrents of tears as soon as I chant the holy name, Hare Krishna? And when will Lord Nityananda be merciful towards me and free me from all desires for material enjoyment? When will my mind be completely free from the contamination of desires for material pleasure? Only at that time will it be possible for me to understand Vrindavan. Only if I become attached to the instructions given by Sri Goswami, headed by Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, will it be possible for me to understand the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna? By attachment to the devotional service of the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one immediately comes to the ecstatic decision. When he develops his love for Nityananda Prabhu, he is free from all attachment to the material world, and at that time he becomes eligible to understand the Lord's pastimes in Vrindavan. In that condition, when one develops his love for the six Goswamis, he can understand the conjugal love between Radha and Krishna. These are the different stages of a pure devotee's promotion to conjugal love in the service of Radha and Krishna in an intimate relationship with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Prabhupada is speaking here of a progression. By understanding these different tattvas, we have panchatattva, and Prabhupada said that one has to follow this progression of the panchatattva, because panchatattva is invented especially for the living entities of Kali Yuga. And so they are the Yuga avatars, and we're obligated to follow those, their instructions and directions. Otherwise it's not possible to understand what is Radha and Krishna. So he's quoting this song of Narottam Das Thakur that when will there be ecstasy, tears falling from his eyes, etc. And when will he get the mercy of Lord Nityananda? And then he will become free from all material desires. And then he can actually enter into Vrindavan. In other words, one has to be pure to enter into Vrindavan. And Vrindavan is the Lord's potency. Vrindavan expands from the Sandini potency, which is Nityananda's Shakti. Namadhikdhan is expanded from Nityananda's potency. Everything is resting in the Sandini energy, which is Nityananda's potency, is none different than him. So the idea is we can get entrance into the Dham by the mercy of the Dham personified, Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So he also frees us from material desires, otherwise we cannot enter into Vrindavan. And then once one's in Vrindavan, then he's singing, when will I be fortunate enough to understand the teachings of the Goswami, Rupa and Raghunath? Only by their mercy, then I'll be able to understand what is this conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. So, in the progression of panchatattva and their teachers as they appear here in Kali Yuga, then Bhaktatyam is Srivastattva, like devotee. He is actually pure devotee. He is a jiva, but in pure condition. The pure jiva naturally has an eternal relationship with Krishna. He understands his position. He's in the pure. So it's a jiva in pure position. So therefore, the first step is to approach a pure devotee. This is what we always hear when we join ISKCON, right? You have to accept a pure devotee. So we seek out a pure devotee to take shelter there. So that is represented by Shiva, the pure devotee. And when we approach that pure devotee, what does he do? He gives us the initiation into the process of devotional service. He gives us the Bhakti Lata Beach. And the whole process of devotional service, which is given by the acharyas. So this is a great acharya's position. He's the acharya. So first we approach the pure devotee, and he gives us the teachings of the acharyas. So that is the position of a dvaita. So when we become serious about following the instructions of the acharya, as a result of that, anatta nivritti, one becomes free from all material hankering. And that is the mercy of Nityananda. When you become through the sattva, transcendental to the modes of material nature, come to the through the sattva platform, that is the platform of Vrindavan or Navadvip. That is Nityananda's position. So by his mercy, by following the process properly after accepting initiation from a pure devotee, then Lord Nityananda gives his mercy and one is able to enter into Vrindavan. So then when you're in Vrindavan, you're in Navadvip, still it's not complete, even you're there, still the progression is going on. Because he says, I'm in Vrindavan, but by the mercy of Nibbana, when will I be eager to understand the six Goswamis, the teachings of six Goswamis? So then in Vrindavan, we understand the six Goswamis' teachings, headed by Rupa Goswami, Rupa and Raghunath, because they're explaining what is actually contrary to the love of Radha and Krishna. In other words, these are the expanse, Rupa, Raghunath are said to be the expansions of Haladini Shakti. So that is the Bhakti Shakti Kam, that is Radha Pandit's position. So when you're in Vrindavan, by the mercy of Krishna, then you have to approach Haladini Shakti or Radha Pandit and hear and understand what is his conjugal pastime or develop the service attitude to serve Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan under the guidance of Rupa and Raghunath. When one does that and successful, then he comes under the influence of the Haladini Shakti. And in that Haladini Shakti, then he can understand what is Radha and Krishna. And Radha and Krishna is Kauranga Mahaprabhu, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nayanya. So this progression, then you can actually understand Kauranga actually as Radha and Krishna. So this is the whole progression. We ultimately, from the conditioned nature, we approach the pure devotee, take shelter, follow the acharya's instructions, rise above the modes of material nature, enter into Vrindavan. Then we can understand and act in the Haladini potency in bringing pleasure to Radha and Krishna. Then they will actually be revealed. Now our service will be revealed to them, which is good. Actually, Prabhupada finishes the Bhagavad Gita as it is on that point of entering into the Haladini Shakti, the very last sentence, the Bhagavad Gita is in Prabhupada's purport. In the 18th chapter, the last slope of the last, very, very last purport, very last thing Prabhupada says. He talks about how the living entities can. In this material world, he's become conditioned. And his duty is to get out of that, and again, he's situated in the Haladini Shakti, or the pleasure-giving potency of the Lord. And Prabhupada finishes Gita on that point. So this is the progression of the conditioned soul. And by the mercy of Pantasasana, he can elevate through all these different stages, and then he'll be able to actually approach it, or understand what his Radha and Krishna. So this is the mercy of the Pantasasana and their different features. So specifically today, we're going to speak about Lord Nityananda Prabhu because we're always understanding about his mercy. So I'm going to read a few features from the Navadvipa Mahatmya. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura. Some little bits about Nityananda Prabhu when he says extreme mercy, because we're very anxious to attain the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. It was the all-merciful Nityananda Prabhu who revealed the truth about Gauranga in the hearts of the living entities. On his command, Maya pulled away the covering, so the pure devotee scholars could receive this precious treasure of the scriptures. If one remains doubtful, in spite of the scriptural evidence, he is most unfortunate and useless. Why should he continue living? When Nityananda Prabhu distributed the mercy, the fortunate living entities accepted and reach the perfection of happiness. Everyone should know the symptoms of the unfortunate living entity as well. It is he who is overconfident of the power of his own intelligence. Such a person rejects the mercy of the Lord, and by the force of false logic, he falls repeatedly into the pit of illusion. Come, spirit souls of Kali Yuga, give up this hypocrisy and just accept the pure ecstatic love of Sri Gauranga. In this way, Nityananda Prabhu will call out again and again, but still the unfortunate living entities did not accept. Raising his lotus hands in the air, Lord Nityananda exclaimed, come, living entities, give up all the troubles of karma and jnana. Since you are endeavoring for happiness, I will give you happiness without asking anything in exchange. In this happiness, there is no trouble, loss, or pain. Just chant the name of Gauranga and dance without anxiety. There is nothing equal to the happiness I am giving. That happiness is pure, eternal ecstasy, beyond all illusions. In this way, Nityananda Prabhu begs everyone to take pure ecstatic love. Still, unfortunate persons, influenced by previous sinful activities, did not even want it. But if such persons chant even once the names of Gauranga and Nithai, the effects of unlimited sinful activities are destroyed. Gauranga Nithai! When someone calls out the name of Nithai and Chaitanya, Krishna Prem comes looking for him. Chaitanya Nithai! Offenses do not hinder his progress, and he soon sheds tears of ecstasy out of pure love of God. The example is the two brothers, Jagai and Madhai, who committed great offenses, yet still receive Nithai and Gaura. What to speak of other places? At Vrindavan, the offenders are punished. But a person who has committed hundreds of offenses can easily receive the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and overcome those offenses in Navadvip Dham. For this reason, the sages endlessly praise Navadvip or Gauramandala. The whole of Gauramandala is like Chintamani, Atashtam, yielding all desires. The Dham is full of knowledge and bliss, and is completely spiritual. The water, the land, the trees, everything in the Dham is spiritual, unlike the dull matter of this material world. Always present in the Dham are Krishna's three spiritual energies, Sandini, Shambhit, and Haladini. Krishna's original energy, Swarup Shakti, manifests in these three divisions. Of these, the Sandini energy, Nityananda's potency, which supports all existence, finds its perfect function in manifesting the eternal Dharma. Whoever gets the mercy of Lord Nityananda, the master of the Sandini potency, can see that the blissful Dharma as blissfully spiritual. The devas, rishis and the rudras always reside in different parts of Navadvip. Although they are engaged in austerities for a long time, still they do not get Nityananda's mercy. As long as bodily consciousness is not given up and humility does not awaken within, one cannot obtain the treasure of Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda's mercy. No matter what effort one makes, even if he be Shiva or Brahma. So we hear of someone who has had that humility awakened in him by the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Jiva Goswami. But this Navadvip Dham is based on the prakrama Nityananda is taking Jiva Goswami. So when Jiva Goswami was a young man and left his home in Chandradweep. In great eagerness, he cried out, "Nadia! Nadia!" as he travelled along the path. He lamented with tears flowing from his eyes like streams. "Ha Gauranga, Nityananda, you are the life of all living entities. When will you show your mercy to me and give me your darshan?" Again and again he exclaimed, "O Navadvip, topmost of all dharms, when will I see you?" It was a startling sight to see the young attractive form of Jiva, who was practicing extreme renunciation. His heart was always full of ecstatic love as he travelled along. Then after some days, he arrived at Navadvip. Seeing the city from a distance, he offered his dandavat and nearly lost consciousness. After some time, he regained his composure, and trembling in ecstasy, he entered the town of Navadvip. When he came to Bharatonagat, he asked, "Where is Nityananda Prabhu? Please let me see him." One devotee saw the elevated emotional state of Sri Jiva Goswami and offered to take him where Nityananda was staying. At that time, Nityananda, in great ecstasy, began roaring with laughter on perceiving that Sri Jiva was coming to him. As Nityananda ordered his servants to bring Jiva there, many Vaishnavas went to call him. Upon seeing Jiva, whose body was filled with ecstatic symptoms, they could understand his identity. Filled with love, someone came forward to reveal the order of Nityananda Prabhu. Just on hearing the name Nityananda, Jiva fell on the ground unconscious. After a few moments, he got up and exclaimed, "Oh, I am so greatly fortunate. Though the lowest of men, I have received the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu." Offering his dandavat to those devotees with a glad heart, he said, "If you all show your mercy to me, then I can get the mercy of Nityananda. This is the verdict of the scriptures." Seeing the good fortune of Sri Jiva Goswami, some of the Vaishnavas put the dust of his feet on their heads with great celebration, and then they took him to Nityananda's place. Nityananda was surrounded by devotees as he spoke about Krishna. Seeing that transcendental form of Nityananda, Jiva's body was transformed with extraordinary emotion. "What a wonderful form I am seeing today." And he fell down unconscious. Swayed by great compassion, Nityananda lifted up Jiva and accepted him as his own. Lord, then Jiva is telling about the time he was in Ramakali when Mahaprabhu came to Rupa and Sanatan, who were living there. He was just a small boy, and Lord Gauranga actually put his feet on his head and gave him blessing, told him to study all the shastras and then preach the pure cult of bhakti. So Jiva Goswami is asking Lord Nityananda, "The Lord ordered me to study the Vedanta and reveal Krishna Bhakti, conforming with the Vedanta Sutras. So I have come to Navadvip, your lotus feet. Whatever you order, I will obey. By your order, I will go to Jagannath Puri and study Vedanta under Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya." Upon hearing the sweet words of Jiva, Nityananda Prabhu embraced him, and, unable to contain himself, he began weeping. "Listen, Jiva, to these confidential words. Rupa and Sanatana know all the philosophy. The Lord ordered me to tell you, not to stay in Puri. Everyone knows that you and your two uncles are pure servants of the Lord. The Lord ordered that you go to Varanasi and thoroughly study Vedanta under Madhusudana Vachaspati. From there go to Vrindavan, where you will get the mercy of Rupa and Sanatana. Under Rupa Goswami's direction, worship their lordships, Radha and Krishna, and thoroughly discuss the scriptures such as Vedanta. You should preach that Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost scripture. and the natural commentary on the Vedanta Sutras. At this time, there is no necessity for a separate commentary on Vedanta Sutras, for the Bhagavatam explains all the sutras. When there will be need of another commentary, Sri Govinda Bhasha will be revealed. Along with Sarvabhauma, Gopinath Acharya also heard the Lord's commentary. Later, by the wish of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gopinath Acharya will take birth as Baladeva Vidyabhushan, and he will conquer Jayapur with his philosophical commentary. In Jayapur, he will serve Gauranga by writing the Govinda Bhasha, and thus free all living entities from material bondage. Your two uncles, Rupa and Sanatana, will tell you all of these confidential topics. Upon hearing Nityananda Prabhu speak, Jiva Goswami began weeping and fell to the ground unconscious. Nityananda then bestowed his mercy upon Jiva by putting his two lotus feet upon his head, thereby giving him spiritual strength. Jiva then began to dance in that assembly of Vaishnavas who were chanting, Jaya Sri Gauranga, Jaya Nityananda Rai. Witnessing the display of Nityananda's mercy, Srivas Thakur and the other devotees present all began dancing and chanting, Gauranga Nityananda! Place resounded with great spiritual vibrations. After some time, Jiva controlled his dancing, and Nityananda had him sit down nearby. Jiva stayed at Srivas's place, but in the evening he came again to see Nityananda Prabhu. As Nityananda was sitting alone, singing the glories of the Lord Gauranga, Jiva Goswami came forward and fell at his lotus feet. Nityananda was very particular to make Jiva sit very close to him. Jiva, however, became very aware of his own miserable condition. He folded his hands and said, Lord, be merciful to me, and describe the essential truth of Navadvipam. Nityananda said, I tell you, Jiva, but you shouldn't keep these topics within your heart. I do not broadcast them here and then just yet. They will be propagated after Lord Chaitanya completes his manifest pastime. That Krishna Loka exists in two states of emotion. Rasa expands there in the form of Madhurya and Adurya. Sweetness and munificence. Hodoya exists within Madhurya in fullness, and Madhurya exists within Adurya in fullness. But that place where Madhurya is the chief state is known by fortunate persons as Vrindavan. And that place where Adurya is eternally prominent is called Navadvip in all the Vedas. There is no difference between Vrindavan and Navadvip. Only the differences, manifestations of rasa, make them distinct. So Vrindavan is the sweetness is most prominent. But the mercifulness is also complete. The adoja is there in full completeness also. But the sweetness becomes more manifest. In Navadvip, the adoja feature, the magnanimity, the merciful feature becomes more prominent. Even though the sweet aspect is fully present here also. So this is the difference between Vrindavan and manifesting qualities more. They all fall completely in all the qualities. So Vrindavan manifests the sweetness more, and Navadvip manifests the merciful nature more. That's the only difference. Nityananda Prabhu began speaking. Very soon, by the desire of the Lord, the whole area will be nearly hidden under the waters of the Ganges. Then later, by the powerful desire of the Lord, the Dharma will again be revealed in shining fulgence. The eternal Dharma is never really lost, but is temporarily covered, and then it again appears to our eyes. My worshipful Lord eternally resides in Mayapur, situated on the east bank of the Ganges. Although in the eyes of common people, Vishwambara took sannyas and left Navadvipa to go elsewhere. Actually, my Gauranga never leaves Mayapur or Navadvipa. The devotees can perceive his daily leela. Usually they also will be able to see Gauranga dancing. Hearing these words, the tears inside, Siva fell flat like a stick at the feet of Nityananda and requested, "Will you show me real mercy upon this unworthy wretch? If you will show me real mercy on this unworthy wretch, if you yourself take me on parikram." Hearing Jesus' request, Nityananda said, "So be it." By that he revealed his mind. Nityananda Prabhu said, "Jiva, today take the ashram of Mayapur. Tomorrow we will tour more extensively." Saying this, Nityananda Prabhu got up and Jiva followed him with a happy heart. Nityananda moved forward slowly, but his body was extremely agitated with ecstatic love for Gauranga. Nityananda Prabhu was engrossed in ecstasy, and his enchanting form was decorated with golden ornaments which glittered and shone. The very feet that Brahma and Shiva cannot attain by meditation were served out to Sri Jiva simply by the mercy of Sri Nityananda. Thus, Jiva followed the Lord, taking the dust of the Lord's feet and smearing it over his body. Off he went in great happiness. They entered Jagannath Mishra's house, and Nityananda introduced Jiva at the feet of Mother Sachi. "Oh Mother, this is the magnanimous Sri Jiva, the fortunate and dear servant of Sri Chaitanya." When the Lord said this, Jiva fell over like a tree uprooted by a storm. Falling at such a seat, he rolled on the ground out of control as he exhibited various symptoms of ecstasy. Mother Sachi mercifully blessed him, and on that very day, in that very house, he took the shot. Receiving the order from Mother Sachi, Vishnu Priyadevi cooked various dishes of rice, vegetables and chutney and sweets. Ram Shiva Damodas offered the boat attentively to Gauranga. Ishan Thakur felt delighted within as he arranged a sitting place and served Nityananda Prasad. In motherly affection, Sachi said, "My dear child Nityananda, eat at your mother's house. Unseen by you, I have made Gauranga eat this, so when you eat, my mind becomes very happy." Hearing his mother's words, Nityananda Rai ate in great bliss. Afterwards, as Jiva took remnants, he explained, "I am greatly blessed to take prasadam in the house of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Mayapur." Having eaten, Nityananda took leave of Sachi Devi's lotus feet. At this time, they took Bamshivadana Das into their group. After Jiva offered his respect at Bamshi's feet, Nityananda Prabhu introduced him to Jiva. The devotees know that this Bamshinandan Das is none other than Krishna's dear flute, by whose mercy all the living entities become attracted to Krishna. Then they develop the great thirst to attain the Rasa Dham. "Look, Jiva, Sri Chaitanya would bring us in this house, and we enjoyed many pastimes here. See, here is Jagannath Mishra's temple, where he would daily worship Lord Vishnu. And in this house, he used to serve his guests. See this Tulsi Bala. While Gaurachandra was here, he performed all the duties that his father had served. Relying on the authoritative words of Vamshivadana, Ishana now performs those duties every day here. Here was an intrigue which disappeared by Sri Chaitanya's touch." Lord Nityananda wept as he described this, and Jiva and Vamshidana also cried in response. Meanwhile, Srivas Pandit came there to see what was happening. The four of them then left Jagannath Mishra's house and proceeded to Srivas's courtyard, 200 meters to the north. With a joyful mind, Nityananda Prabhu shows this to Jiva. Jiva was agitated with love as he remembered the Lord's pastimes, and he rolled on the ground in Srivas's courtyard. Then, just as Jiva was getting up, he saw Gauranga dancing wonderfully amidst his intimate associates in Sankirtan. "Advaita, Nityananda, Gadadhar and Haridas are dancing and singing. And they were joined by Shuklambara and hundreds of others. Seeing this, Jiva became unconscious with ecstatic love. Regaining his consciousness, he could no longer see that pastime. Jiva Goswami began to cry and lament, "Why couldn't I have been taken birth a little earlier? I have not been fortunate enough to see and enjoy the bliss of such a kirtan." Nityananda's mercy is unlimited, however, but by his grace, I have been fortunate for a moment's time. My wish is to stay here forever so that the troubles of material existence will go far away. But the Lord's order is stronger than the servant's wish. My heart is beating wildly at the thought of leaving Mayapur. Nityananda then took Jiva to a greater house, 20 meters to the north. "Jiva, see the house of Sitanath, the great Acharya, where the Vaishnavas would meet to discuss Krishna. Sri Advaita worshipped Krishna here, and calling loudly, he brought this treasure, my Lord Gauranga." After rolling on the ground there, the four men went to the house of Gadadhar, just 10 meters to the east. From that place, Nityananda shows Jiva various houses of Lord Chaitanya's associates. After seeing the houses of the Brahmana community, they proceeded to the bank of the Ganges in a happy mood. There, on the border of Mayapur, Jiva saw the British Shiva temple. Nityananda Prabhu said, "He is the guardian of Mayapur. This is where the Prodamaya energy, Yogamaya, in charge of spiritual perception, is eternally situated. When our Lord disappears by his desire, the Ganges will swell. The Ganges water will almost cover Mayapur for 100 years, and then the water will again recede. For some time only, the place will remain devoid of houses. Then again, by the Lord's desire, this place will become prominent, and people will live in Mayapur as before. All these gaps on the bank of the Ganges will again become manifested, and the devotees will build temples of the Lord. One exceedingly wonderful temple will appear, from which Gauranga's eternal service will be preached everywhere." Exceedingly wonderful temple will be appear, from which Lord Gauranga's eternal service will be preached everywhere. Prabhupada said, "Go to Mayapur and build a skyscraper." This version of the Adbhuta Mandir, the astonishing temple. Hearing this, Jiva with folded hands, then taking hold of Nityananda's lotus feet, said, "O Lord, you are the cause of Shesha. You expand yourself as the Dham and the holy name, and you are the shelter of various forms of the Lord. Even though you act according to the Lord's desire, you are still the guru of all the living entities, and all energies rest upon you." Did you hear what he said? "You expand yourself as the Dham and..." What is it? "You expand yourself as the Dham and..."
"The holy name."
Haribo! Yeah, Nityananda Prabhu expands himself in the holy name. This is what we're doing. We're Nityananda 25 hours a day, we should be. So we can understand how merciful he is. He expands his Krishna's bed, Krishna's, wherever Krishna is, Krishna's paraphernalia. So Krishna's name. Also, he explains his Krishna's name. And the whole thing is chanting Hare Krishna. So, somehow or another, we have to get this mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Then the holy name will actually become manifest by his mercy. It's his manifestation, so he can reveal. Nityananda Prabhu ki. Namacharati ki. Jai Go Premanandi.